Mr. President, in the last few weeks, some of those brave men and women who have learned their tour in Iraq will last longer than they were initially told. Others have learned that they will soon return to combat sooner than they had been led to expect. It's a sad and hard thing to ask so much more of Americans who have already given more than their fair share to the defense of their country. Few of them and their families will have greeted the news without feeling greatly disappointed and worried, and without offering a few well-deserved complaints in the direction of those of us who have imposed on them this additional hardship. Then they will shoulder a rifle and risk everything to accomplish their mission to protect another people's freedom and our own country from harm. May God bless them and protect them, and may we, their elected representatives, have the political courage to stand by our convictions and offer something more than doubts, criticism, or no confidence votes to this debate. They deserve more than that.